Welcome to Road to Redemption, a show sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption.
Hey, welcome to Road to Redemption. This is Drew, your guest host for today. And with me in the studio is a singer-songwriter, fellow bass player, brother, friend of mine, Les Traylor. Les, welcome to Road to Redemption.
Thanks. It's great to be here, Drew.
This show is sharing powerful life testimonies, people's stories, just glorifying God. Let us know a little bit about yourself and your story and where you came from.
Sure. So just a real quick synopsis of who I am and where I came from. I grew up in the upper Midwest, Illinois and Minnesota. Grew up in church and joined the military. After that, went to college, joined the military again. And that's what brought us down here to the panhandle of Florida. And I retired from the Army and currently work as a contractor for the government.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear stories, you know. That's cool. I appreciate your service.
Well, thank you.
And just so cool. You're like a gentle giant. You come in here so humble and really do appreciate your service. Tell us a little bit about what you did.
So originally, I joined the Marine Corps.
Okay.
I was a basic infantry guy. One had higher goals, though. Just felt God's calling on my life and meant kind of getting serious about God instead of kind of playing around with it, even though I grew up in church. Got out, went to college. At that point, I felt like God was telling me to go back in the military for some strange reason. And it was a matter of, was I going to be obedient or not, you know? And
So
I chose to follow where I felt God was directing me and spent time. Most of my time in the military was with the Special Operations Command. Started out with the 75th Ranger Regiment. Went to Alaska for about a year and a half. And then I went to Special Forces and I finished my career out with about 14 years worth of time in the Special Forces. Where wow. I spent time on the teams as a medic.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's so cool. I would love to sit down sometime. Maybe we could have a separate show, talk about just, you know, God watching over you.
Absolutely.
And hear some stories. It really is cool.
Yeah. There was no doubt that he was there every step of the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, how did you said you grew up in church. Yeah. And how did you really walk your road to redemption? At what point did you really feel like you came back to the Lord?
Yeah, so I actually got saved at the ripe old age of 7.
Nice.
And I'm going to date myself a little bit. My family had gone to Chicago to see Catherine Kuhlman, of all people.
Yeah.
And at the end, I remember, gosh, what was the guy's name? He's saying, "Just as I am."
Uh-huh.
And it just struck me. And before my mom could grab me by the collar, I was up and running down the aisle because I wanted to get saved. And so I grew up in the church and, but I was a young man. And, unfortunately, sometimes the things of the world kind of have a little bit stronger influence. And of course, the military kind of lends to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, about the age of 25, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I felt like God wanted me to go back to college and further my education. And while I was there at North Central Bible College, it's now North Central University in Minneapolis.
Okay.
I felt the calling to pursue music as a ministry. And so it was a little bit of a shock when God redirected me back to the military. But, I think some of that was pride. You say in one side of your mouth that, this is all about God, but you're kind of stealing all the attention.
Right.
And we always hear that God's a jealous God. He kind of proves it sometimes. And so that's where the act of obedience came in was, hey, you're not ready for this, and I need to refine you. I need to hone you, and I need to teach you some things before you're ready to take on the task that I've called you to do.
Mm, that's good. So certain things you may have to go through before you get to where you're going.
Exactly.
You talk about the refining.
Exactly.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that.
So yeah, I think for me growing up in a single parent home, not knowing, who my father was, mm-hmm. was a big issue for me because I didn't have that strong male figure in my life as I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me kind of caveat that, though. God brought strong male Christian figures into my life. And as I look back, I see their influence on me from my first youth group leader all the way up through the military, the mentors and leaders that I had showing me the path and what it was, what it meant to be a good Christian man. They also taught me how to have good relationships because honestly, that's the thing that I was lacking most was the ability to have good, strong relationships. I was so used to burning bridges that, you know, that I didn't know how to have deep, meaningful, interactions with other people.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and so you feel like that got better?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and being in special operations because we work in such small groups of people, and you're with those guys basically 24/7.
Gotcha.
You learn how to relate with people, whether you necessarily get along with them or not. You learn how to relate with them and work with them. But in that, you also find some commonality between your experience and their experience, and it just helps you to become tighter with them. You talk about families and other things that they're interested in. I was fortunate enough to be surrounded by godly men in a very rough environment, but you know, we were there holding each other up and lifting each other up.
Well, Les, this interview is about you, but I want to tell you I appreciate you and that you're talking about godly men coming into your life at just the right time. I feel like God did that with our friendship, that he knew I needed to meet you.
Absolutely.
And that I needed your example. And I appreciate your example of being a godly man, because I need that in my life right now. And you're inspiring. And I appreciate your service, like I said, but I just appreciate your heart, that you're so willing to help. I mean, I had something, you know, a grill I needed to get, and you helped get that thing out, and we did it together. It was such a good attitude, and I just appreciate your attitude and your heart. So I just wanted to say that publicly and let you know that.
Well, thank you for honoring me like that. I tell you, that is a thing I learned in that whole process to where I am now, approaching everything with a grateful heart, looking at it beyond necessarily the task that's got to be accomplished, but looking at the people and appreciating the time that you have with them.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth. Yeah. Yeah, because we are not promised tomorrow. We hear that a lot. And I guess you've seen a lot with what you've done and to make the most and be here now and make the most of this day and love the ones around us like Jesus would love. That's right. Well, tell us more about what's going on now. God had that chapter of your life. What was next?
Yeah. So, you know, after I got out of the military in 2015, I just kind of took some time and asked God if there was a place for music in my life. And I felt like that he had told me there was, and that I could pursue that at that point. It was really weird because before I would have just done it, you know, versus just going, approaching God and saying, "Hey, Father, is this what you want me to do?"
You didn't mention a whole lot of music in your childhood. Was it something that kind of came later or?
Yeah, you know, no, I really felt called at a very young age. I actually started playing the trombone at the age of 6.
Cool. I played tuba. Nice.
And so I was heavily involved in music all the way, even through my first time in the military. I was heavily involved in music. Then, of course, I went to college for music. And when I graduated, again, I was involved with music at my local church where I was stationed at the time until, you know, the war kicked off and other priorities took place.
Okay, nice. So you went to college for music and had a little bit of that, and then God's moving you into that?
Yeah, right. So when I, so we came to Destiny Worship Center in 2014.
Okay.
And absolutely immediately fell in love with it. We fell in love with Pastor Steve's heart. He has been a great mentor to us. And like I said, that kind of initial asking God if I could get, if there was a place for music in my life, revolved around my involvement with the worship team here. And so I took it. It was a slow process. You know, I noticed that not everybody has the same process. Some people go to the platform right away. Some people have a little bit longer journey.
Sure.
But there's a reason behind it.
Honing those gifts.
Honing those gifts. Yep. And delving in and again, working on the relationships more than the music, you know, and remembering that's the thing behind it all, the spirit behind it all.
That's good.
Was originally a member of the choir, moved up. They made me a section leader. Eventually, was on platform as a lead singer. And then after COVID, you know, we had to reorganize and revamp the program. And we also had a place. At that time, our bass player had been called to do something else. We were lacking a bass player. So I had I asked if I could learn to play the bass. And so about what? And I think we're going on year four now since I picked up a bass.
and for those listening, he's a great bass player. And you have some really nice basses.
Yeah, I do. I do.
I want
I've been blessed.
I've been
want
blessed.
All of them. But yeah, so, you know, just I think for me, again, something I learned in the military, and because the military was such a strong influence on my life, the thing I learned from the military was how to pivot. You know,
what's that mean?
So if you see a need, don't think yourself so much of yourself that you can't move to something else to fill that need, you know? So learning to pivot, I didn't have this idea that I was the only singer on the worship team that I couldn't let go. I had a death grip on that microphone, right? I saw a need and I felt that it was more important from a broader perspective to move over and learn to play the bass and to take up that role.
Nice. And I know that Destiny Worship Center is super blessed to have you up there on the platform. And tell us a little bit about your song, the song that God put in your heart.
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough. I've been doing a lot of writing and behind the scenes and, you know, just honing my craft. I felt, you know, my military experience, I wanted to write a tribute song and not just to the fallen, because there's a lot of that. I was reading an article probably about 3-4 months ago about the fallen that we've had throughout our wars, and it doesn't matter which war it's been, but an interesting thing popped in my head about most of our Gold Star service members came from towns of populations of about 5,000 or less.
Okay,
and it just got me thinking about what the impact would be in a population. Or a community that small when one person is removed, you know? And when I was thinking about it, I was thinking not only from the active duty perspective, but from the National Guard guys, you know, because they go do their weekend drill 2 weeks during the summer. But during the war, a lot of those guys were activated. Well, they come from small towns and some of them were plumbers, they were electricians, builders, you know, so they were vibrant parts of their community. And it got me to thinking about what it would mean, if you just remove that one person and how that would impact the community as a whole. And that's kind of where the idea or the inspiration for Gold Star Town came from.
And that's the name of the song. And we're going to hear that coming up here in just a few. That's where the inspiration came from. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about, what's happening with the song?
You
had a demo and then went to record it. And tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah. Wow. This is one of those times where you can just say God's fingerprints all over it. I went through some a couple of moments before the beginning of the year, actually about somewhere around September of last year.
Okay.
And I just, you know, I was kind of getting frustrated with where I was in music and I was just kind of like doubting God and his call. Mm-hmm. And I just went into a couple private prayer sessions, you know, and said, God, what's going on here? And I'm 56 years old. I don't have anything that anybody wants to hear. You know, I was kind of feeling sorry for myself if I was really being honest.
Okay.
And, you know, I just felt the Holy Spirit prompting me, you know, and saying, hey, didn't I call you as a young child? And I, and my response was yes. And then the second question was, well, I'm God, right? And the answer to that question was yes. Well, my immediate response was, okay, if you're God and you called me, you're going to fulfill your word. And I really had to have a little bit of a repentant moment, right?
Okay.
And I had to go to God and say, so I'm sorry, Father, for doubting you and not believing that you can fulfill your word in my life. And so I started to see some gains. But then, you know, weeks go by and you kind of continue to plug on behind the scenes and do what you do. And that doubt starts to creep in again. And and then the second kind of striking moment that I had with the Holy Spirit was, hey, why are you boxing me in?
Wow.
You know, hey, hey, because I was kind of using the excuses. Well, I have, I'm a family man. I got to work a job. I got to take care of the family, you know, the, and all this other stuff. And so I had all these excuses as to why I couldn't do things the way God wanted them to be done. And
limiting God almost.
Exactly. It's exactly what it was. I was boxing him in and I was limiting him. And kind of the same thing, you know, it was one of those real moments of realization that I just basically said, had to say, you know what, God, I want the whole enchilada, whatever that is, I'm all in, you know?
Nice.
And it was at that moment, an army buddy of mine had known I was writing and recording and, at home. And he asked me to send a couple of his demos. And then he passed those on his son. This was October of last year's time frame. And so his son passed him on to a producer who called me, and we set up, he just simply said he had heard my, my demos and thought they had a lot of potential and asked me if I'd come up and record. And so I got back from Nashville a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I recorded two songs up there, and the first is Gold Star Town. And then the second was a song called Baton Rouge.
Oh, nice.
And so I just was absolutely blessed. The experience was amazing because the producer is a Christian man. All of the musicians, amazing musicians, were Christian Christian men.
Nice.
Living out what they've, God's called them to do, you know, whether that's being session players or traveling on the road with artists, doing whatever. But I was just absolutely blessed to have those men as a part of the project. And I can't wait for the songs to be released so that folks can hear them.
Oh, well, speaking of hearing them, why don't we hear that song you're talking about? Just in a nutshell, recap Gold Star Town for us, for those who may not have heard what you said earlier.
Sure. So Gold Star Town is a tribute song to the small towns across the country that may have lost a service member in the war, whether that's Iraq, Afghanistan, World War II, Vietnam, Korea. And just remembering that the impact of losing one person in your community can have a long-term effect on the community as a whole. And I don't think that we should ever forget how that affects people.
A folded flag sits on the mantle. He carried it into battle. It was draped across the box that brought him home. Now it sits as a reminder to a man baptized by fire who won't fade from the memories of those who loved him most. There's a cold star in the sky tonight, brighter than all the rest, keeping watch over those he loves. Just what he does best. If you look up after sundown, you'll see him rising proud, a beacon of light over this gold star town. Eight years, 3 weeks, who's counting? Since we fought up on that mountain, all hell broke loose and suddenly he's gone. Hung his picture down at the diner. our tribute to this soldier. Through the years, parades and tears, we still feel the loss. And there's a gold star in the sky tonight, brighter than all the rest. Keeping watch over those he loves is just what he does best. Of light over this gold star town.
Gold Star Town, Les Traylor, premiering right here on Road to Redemption. Really cool that you're sharing this song with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Drew. And for the broader public, it'll be available on all your streaming services or at lestraylormusic.com.
Awesome. As we come to the end of our show, is there anything else maybe you'd like to share with our listeners? Maybe some military listening now or a singer, songwriter, musician?
Sure. I think that for all of us, we need those relationships. You know, that's where it all starts. I think it's our, first of all, our relationship with God is the key part of where our ability to relate to other people. If we don't have that relationship, if we don't know who we are in God and we don't have salvation through Christ, we can't pour into the lives of other people. And I just encourage people that if you don't know Christ, that you get to know him as your Lord and Savior. And I ask that you would just begin to reach out. God's going to use people in your life to help you overcome obstacles and to live a blessed and bountiful life.
Amen. That's a good word. Well, thank you so much, Les, for coming in here to Road to Redemption. And we always say that if you are not in church, get into church.
Absolutely.
And maybe start, maybe you don't want to go to church first, but get a Bible app, the Disciple Me app. Mm-hmm. Destiny Worship Center has the Disciple Me app. And get into a Christ-centered church. And then we always say, get into a small group, like you were talking about with the relationships. And we appreciate you listening to Road to Redemption. Share this show with your friends and family and coworkers, because God's story, your story, you have a story listening. You may have a road to redemption that you want to share. We would love to hear it. And Les, you know, opening up your heart and sharing your story with us, we really appreciate it. And I appreciate your service. And I believe that God's going to put a new song in your heart. And this is only the beginning. And as you said, I want the whole enchilada that I'd say, get ready, you know.
Thank you, sir.
And appreciate your heart. Thank you. And I appreciate your friendship, Les. Love you, brother.
Thank you, sir. I love you too, buddy.
Thanks for listening to Road to Redemption. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Road to Redemption, sharing powerful life testimonies, giving hope to those on their own road to redemption. If you have any comments or questions, we would love to connect with you. You can reach out to us at destinyradio.live. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on Road to Redemption.